Pastor CJ can attest to this. I struggled with this gospel. It's not easy. But to put it in a more modern context, I think of the parable of the shrewd manager. I think of none other than Mrs. Karen Walker of Will and Grace fame. Okay. Mrs. Walker's wealth was depicted as dishonest and questionably acquired through her marriage. Her wealth really belongs to Stanley Walker, her unseen, super rich, and allegedly incredibly overweight husband. Throughout the series, Karen recounts times her con artist mother involved her in scams, resulting in Karen acquiring the same manipulative nature. When Stanley dies, his wealth is revealed to have been borrowed, which left Karen broke. She pushed her bestie, Jack McFarlane, into marrying Beverly Leslie, a wealthy gay man, for her financial security, not for his. And Rosario, Karen's housekeeper, is treated with blatant disregard and cruelty. But there's a switch in Karen when the revival comes on a few years ago, and she's completely devastated when her beloved Rosario died in the show because Shelley Morrison died in real life. In the show, she dropped her facade of this cold-hearted, wealthy woman who did not care about others when her life was upended by the death of not only her housekeeper, but her dear friend. I'm not endorsing becoming wealthy by means of dishonesty. However, many of us have abundant wealth in the way that we have more than we truly need. We may all have the tendency to hoard stuff because we don't know what tomorrow brings. We may need that someday. I preached last month about being prepared. There are some good reasons to hoard some extra items to be prepared if disaster strikes. Now, Jesus talks about the ways in which we humans waste and misuse the gifts that God provides for us. In this, we sit alongside the manager from this parable. We are all stewards of a life given to us by God, and we are called to give back to God. All we have is not really ours. Someone will one day live in our house. Someone will hold our job. Our property is ours for now. The stuff that surrounds us each and every day is only ours for a little while in the eternal scheme of things. Jesus compels us to share our abundant wealth, to build a bigger table, and to love our neighbors. How do we show our neighbors love? We owe a debt to God, and God forgives us of that debt by putting it on Jesus' tab. Doesn't sound fair for Jesus, right? But it is how we are given forgiveness of our sins. It is how we can live into our calling as Christians to build a table for all to come to. Our wealth is nothing more than the money you find in a Monopoly game. Our wealth is worthless unless we share it just as God shared Jesus with us to die for our sins. We don't charge a fee to come to this table. We receive God's love and grace freely through the bread and wine, or grape juice. Over time, Christians have barred people from this table. But this isn't our table to decide who can and cannot receive those elements of bread and wine or juice. There are many denominations that still practice closed table communion. Some of our Lutheran cousins even, the Roman Catholic Church, and others. The polity of those denominations prohibit non-adherents from coming to the table to receive the life-giving bread and wine. Here at Faith and with all ELCA congregations, we practice radical hospitality, of welcoming all to this table. But none are forced. And we offer those who do not want to receive communion to come forward to receive a blessing. I can say from my own experience that the bread and wine at Catholic Mass tastes the same as ours and gives the same saving grace that we receive here at Faith. Also, providing accessibility of the table for all people is something we can work on. This past weekend, I was in Chicago for the kickoff of the Curious Christian Children Advisory Board. It's a Lilly grant that is set for us to reimagine kids in worship. Part of this grant work is to uncover ways in which kids are more welcomed and affirmed in worship. Now, one of the board members, Sarah, uses a wheelchair and has her entire life. I got to thinking about accessibility to the table for someone who cannot climb stairs. Most churches don't have ramps to the table. Here at Faith, we do bring the elements of communion forward so all can receive. However, being part of this advisory board has already sparked in me that accessibility needs to be a priority and not secondary. What if Faith or any congregation has a pastor or intern or musician who can't climb stairs due to differing abilities? How would this church or any church built before ADA accommodate them? Let's also think of our wealth in non-tangible ways. In what ways can we share our wealth that is not giving money? Our talents are a way to give our non-tangible wealth. Our time is another way. We can give ourselves to help our community thrive, our waterways to be cleaned up, to make somebody's day a bit brighter. I think of some TikTok videos with the hashtag #DriveByKindness, where people roll down their window at a stoplight and give a compliment to someone walking on the sidewalk. Some are very cheesy, but they do brighten their day. There's no harm to us to be generous. This parable reminds us to be good stewards to what we have been given by God. God reveals that anything we own, we have for a short time, but it is not ours in any permanent way. Our houses or apartments we live will be lived in by others. Someone else will likely drive our vehicles after us. All the assets we build up in this life will one day pass to our heirs. But now, for now, it's ours to manage. We are to care well for all that is entrusted to us rather than hoard it as personal treasure. It's all monopoly money anyway. Our time, talent, and treasure are to be invested in love and compassion. We are to give as Jesus gave, forgive as Jesus forgave, and to love as Jesus loves us. The more we offer freely the grace, mercy, and compassion that all our neighbors need as much as we do, the more we will build up what Jesus called true riches. For Jesus, loving God and our neighbors is the best investment possible. Everything else passes away, but love never ends. Amen.